Hello and welcome to Univo Global Life Stories. I'm your host, Jack Coulter. This is a podcast where we talk to the University of Bologna's international students and hear their stories firsthand. Today I'm with Mary. Say hi, Mary.
Hi.
Where are you from, Mary?
I'm originally from Anchorage, Alaska.
Alaska. Introduce yourself. Tell us about what did you study here at Bologna? Who are you?
So I'm Mary, like I said. I'm 28 years old and I recently finished my master's degree here at the University of Bologna in Global Change Ecology. So it was a two-year master's program in English.
Perfect. And you're from Alaska. So Bologna, Anchorage, Alaska. Two places more different in the world. I can't imagine there are many. What can you tell me about growing up in Alaska?
So I always think every time I say I'm from Alaska, I kind of get the same reaction. Oh, you're the first person I've ever met from Alaska. Oh, it must be cold. There must not be anyone there. And I think being from Alaska has given me the opportunity to share these experiences with kind of the world. So growing up in Alaska, yes, it's a little like you would imagine. It's very cold. There's not very many people. You know, there's a lot of nature, a lot of wilderness, a lot of animals. I spent most of my childhood outside, either playing in the garden, playing in the forest, going to rivers, going to the beach. Not the beach in Italy, but, a cold beach.
A little bit different, the beach
yeah.
in Alaska.
A cold, muddy beach, but still, it's nice. I think I'm very lucky to have that experience. And traveling has kind of shown me particularly how lucky I was to live among nature and live in such a strange place.
Well, Alaska's in the US, and I think we all have an idea of what the United States is like in Europe because we've seen so many films and things like this. But I imagine Alaska's maybe a little different than the rest of the US. Is that right?
Yeah, a little bit. I think the first thing is I would never say I'm American. Like, this
really?
Is the first I never... I don't know if it's just we always say what state we're from, but Alaska and Hawaii in particular, we kind of consider ourselves apart.
Okay.
Even if we're in the U.S. There are some cultural things that are similar because we are American. And so we do, these cultural, these food chains will arrive. But we still, because of the nature that's around us and kind of the harsh environment, we've kind of adapted and become a little bit different than what we say. Like, we call it the lower 48, the rest of the other states.
And Anchorage is the main city in Alaska. Is it a really big city or is it more, do you feel more like you're in the wilderness, in the countryside, even when you're in the city?
So, yeah, we call it the city. It's the only city, really.
Okay.
America kind of has this weird thing where the biggest city isn't the capital. So people always assume it's the capital, but it's not. The capital is a really small place called Juneau that you actually can only get to by plane or by boat. So it's not on the road system.
So Anchorage is the main city, but not the capital.
Exactly. Okay. So Anchorage is the main city. I would consider it like any city, similar to Bologna even. It's about 400,000 people. So we have everything that you could possibly want. There's restaurants, there's nightlife, there's an airport, there's services, there's transportation. There's nothing. Yeah, there's nothing lacking at all. The one thing nice is that we don't have as much urban sprawl as maybe you see in Italy or that you see in America. So we have the city and then in a 10-minute drive, there's nothing, not even a gas station. So it's kind of nice. You can pick and choose whether you want the city or the nature.
And you're born in the city, yeah?
I was
you're
born in the
girl.
City. I'm a city girl, yeah. I do. So my dad is a carpenter. His whole life he's built houses and different things out of wood. And so we do have a few houses in the mountains that he has built.
Very nice.
So I did spend the weekends out in the wilderness. But yeah, I'm a city girl.
A bit of a stereotypical Alaskan job, that of your father.
Yeah.
What about your mom?
So my mom is completely different. My parents are actually not from Alaska.
Okay.
So this is a really special thing, I think, about Alaska, is that people who live there want to be there. You're not ever there by accident. So my dad's from the East Coast, from Massachusetts. My mom's from California. But she's a lawyer. She was a lawyer. She's retired now. And so they couldn't be more different. My mom worked in an office, wore a suit to work, and my dad was full of sawdust and worked in the backyard. So it was fun growing up.
And do you have brothers or sisters or other family?
I'm an only child. So it was just me and my parents. And the fact that my parents are not from Alaska means that our closest family was in California, which is a 7-hour plane ride. So I got very comfortable growing up with my parents and then really relying on the community around me. So neighbors are a really big deal in Alaska because they're the people you rely on.
So your education, again, like I already said, we've all seen American films and TV series of American schools. Is it, I'll ask you the same question. Is it like that in Alaska or?
Yeah. So in Alaska, I only went up to high school. So I did primary school, what we call middle school and high school. And then when I was 17, I actually left to do my first study abroad experience. So when I was 17, I decided to do my last year in South America, in Uruguay.
Wow.
Very small country. But up until then, it was very normal, you could say. I mean, what you see in the films, maybe a little less bullying. but it was a good experience. Absolutely.
And what about university then?
So I went, when I was 17, I did the year abroad in South America, in Uruguay. And when I was there is the moment I was kind of applying for university. So to tell you the truth, I wasn't very sold on university. I was young and having fun in South America, kind of living the dream. But I knew that university was something I wanted to do. And so the reality is I just asked my friends what they were doing because I didn't have the time or the effort to look into it. And ended up choosing to go to university in another state, in Montana, because a lot of my friends were going there, and it had a similar, you know, there was skiing, there was mountains, it was a small town, it was very full of nature, but yet was a very good science school. So I ended up going to school in Montana.
And what did you study there?
So in Montana, I actually started as an engineering student, did 1 year of engineering. I found out that was not for me. And then I switched to sustainable food systems.
So still a science-y kind of subject.
Yeah, but science-y, a little bit more towards what I was passionate about, let's say.
Food.
Food, absolutely. And a little bit less towards maybe career and work-oriented, but absolutely, I think it was a great choice. In the moment, it's very difficult, and I think a lot of students can relate to this, is there's a lot of pressure to pick a major. Whether it comes from your parents, whether it comes from how you imagine your job would be like afterwards. But I'm really happy that I chose to go with my passion and not my career, let's say.
Did you have any, I guess, passions or hobbies during this time? You mentioned you liked the wilderness and nature.
Yeah, so in university, I skied a lot, which maybe is something you can't do in here so easily.
Not true, actually. There's
yeah,
there's a lot of places right here. Maybe, I don't know what the skiing's like in Montana.
Yeah, the skiing's really nice. No, I've been here a few times, and it's great. I mean, skiing is skiing, and so I'm happy that, yeah, it's somewhat accessible here, but in Montana, I think it was a 15-minute car ride You know, very tall mountains. So I skied a lot. I actually studied a lot. I spent my time in university really exploring the degree and exploring different communities and programs around me within food. So I really took the time to take advantage of the university.
Okay, and that brings us to the point where you chose to study at the University of Bologna, correct?
I did, yes.
What brought you to Italy? A passion for food, maybe?
So I was actually, I didn't do the traditional study course where, let's say, maybe you do your undergrad or your laurea and then you do your master's degree. I actually took a few years in the middle to work. Because I had enjoyed my university, but I didn't really know where that was going to take me. And so when I graduated, I went to Spain and I worked in Spain for 3 years.
You work as?
I was an English teacher, but I think that really helped me kind of understand what was important and what I wanted to do. And so after that, I was spent 3 years working, and I knew I also wanted to get my master's. So I looked for programs near Spain, let's say, still within Europe. I preferred the south of Europe. So Spain, Portugal, Italy, a little bit in France I was looking. But I found Winnable because I was looking for a 2-year master's program in English in one of these areas, and also with a focus on either food or sustainability or ecology, something to go along with what I had done in my undergrad and to follow my passions.
And what did your parents think in all of this? First Uruguay, then Spain, now Italy. What did they think?
I know, it's sometimes I'm sorry, mom and dad, that I left. but they're really supportive. I mean, my mom is from California, like I mentioned, but she had also studied abroad in Belgium. She actually got her master's degree in Padova.
Padova?
near Bologna. So she was more than happy that I chose Italy, also because she speaks Italian.
She speaks Italian. So did you speak Italian before coming here?
So I never spoke Italian, but I grew up with a lot of Italian music in the house. So we had some good Italian food sometimes. You know, there was olive oil instead of butter, which maybe is the typical American thing to have. There was also, you know, good cheese and good pasta, and she knew how to cook. So she was very happy. My dad, he is very supportive, but he's a little maybe less understanding because he hasn't really traveled abroad. He doesn't really get the why. For him, he could stay in Alaska his whole life and climb all the mountains and have no reason to leave. But they're supportive, and they're still supportive to this day. So I'm very lucky for that.
So you came here and you didn't speak any Italian at all. So how was that like in the beginning?
It's tough.
Yeah,
I think it's tough for anyone. It's tough even if you do speak Italian, but not speaking Italian, yeah, in every sense, you know, you come to Italy and you have paperwork to do. You have to find a house. I had to open a bank account, even, you know, going grocery shopping, reading ingredients. It's really tough, and it kind of gives you a headache. It makes even the most simplest tasks more difficult. But it's something that I knew I wanted to learn. You know, I knew I was going to be here at least 2 years to complete the degree. So it's something kind of from the first day I took head on and really tried to learn.
So in the first few days, did you have any help with, you know, the paperwork and the various things, getting a house, setting up a bank account? Did you have help with these things?
Yes and no. I had kind of like a welcome packet of information that the University of Bologna gave me, which was really helpful. It had like a basic one-page how to get healthcare, how to apply for your visa, what papers you had to bring, what copies of things, and just different administrative tasks. So that was really helpful because it was written both in English and in Italian. So it was useful for everyone coming. And then other than that, just online tools, really different networks, different platforms to help find maybe a house. Bologna is notoriously hard to find a house because of all of the students. That was my help.
Can you tell me about the very first day when you first arrived? Tell me about your experience that day.
So the very first day I arrived in September of 2019. Which was very hot. For me, coming straight from Alaska, it was very hot. So I remember I had an Airbnb picked out. I was planning on staying a week there. My mom had actually decided to come, so she was here helping me. She ended up traveling around kind of because I was stuck in Bologna doing administrative paperwork. But yeah, the first day, I mean, I really just was walking around trying to figure out everything. You know, figuring out where the nearest post office was, figuring out where I could make copies, you know, figuring out how to finish these administrative tasks. Because there are deadlines, you know, you have to complete tasks before you can start the first day of school, which is the beginning of October for my degree. But it was good. It was kind of, it's surreal, I think. You're happy that you're here and you can feel, you know, the sun and the people and the warmth. But yet there's a little bit of stress behind getting these things done so that you can enjoy it later on.
Were there any culture shocks for you, especially when you first arrived?
Absolutely. Kind of everything, really, I would say. I was previously in Spain, like I mentioned, So some of the things, maybe the warmth of the people, you know, the giving kisses when you greet one another, that I was used to, and that wasn't that much of a culture shock, being very open, you know, life kind of on the street. I enjoyed that, and that's actually one of the reasons I chose to come to Italy. But other than that, yeah, I mean, everything. Timing, so like what time you eat lunch, what time you eat dinner is always a big culture shock. Getting around, you know, how cities are laid out, different streets, different services. So what does the post office look like? What do you do there? Different how you study. So different, you know, where are the buildings? Where it's just very different. Like in the US, we have a central campus normally at the university. So you kind of go there. There's one administrative office. You go there and that's where all your questions will be answered. University of Bologna is great that it's in the city, but because it's an older city, they're kind of, buildings are spread out. So you have to know where you're going, where the different offices are, which was all easy to find online, but it's maybe something you don't think about.
Yeah, you don't expect it.
Exactly, you don't expect it. And so it's, now I know, you know, this university office is here, and to study medicine, you go here, and economics is here. But yeah, it's kind of a discovery you have to make along the way.
And you mentioned studying and the differences. What's different about studying here compared to the US?
Yeah, so I think the core of it is similar. You know, you're with your class, you follow lectures, you maybe have some readings or some tasks to do at home. The biggest difference was, so first I was in a really small master's program. We were really lucky. There was about 30 of us, mostly Italian, a few internationals, but it was all in English. And so because it was such a small course, you could say, a lot of the classes I had with the same people, which is great. I think probably in other places around the world, especially in the US, you're having lectures with 100, 200 people. So you really have a hard time getting to know these people well, especially because you go from one class to a completely different one with another 100 people. So it's very overwhelming. Whereas in Bologna, I was kind of with these same 30 people. Maybe we had an elective course that was a little different, or we took a course at a different time. But meeting those people there was really great and kind of gave me a community and people who helped me. And they all spoke English. So even if they were Italian, yeah, exactly. Even if they were Italian, they all spoke English. So even that really, really helped. And people have always been welcoming at the University of Bologna. I mean, they really, we considered ourselves a family from very early on. So it was great.
What about social life in general? What are the differences between the United States and Italy?
I mean, I think Italians are known for being social, let's say. They're very, from what I understand, from what I've seen, very communicative, very open, very, you know, the sense of community is very strong, which is something I value a lot. And I appreciate, and I think one of the reasons why a lot of people choose to live in Italy is because it is so welcoming. And you do feel at home, even if maybe you're not from here. But it's, yeah, I mean, it's great.
It's another world.
Yeah, it's great. It's really, just lifestyle. I mean, the weather lets you live on the street, so you could just sit in a square and do nothing but still have a great time and form relationships with people, going for walks, enjoying the green spaces, enjoying even the hills near Bologna are really convenient and really nice to take advantage of.
Is there anything you miss about home?
Yeah, I think I miss, I don't know, I'm again, that with the nature, I think it maybe sounds repetitive, but it's something that I hold dear. And I think when you grow up so close to wild animals, I mean, I remember having bears and moose in my garden. So it's really kind of something, yeah, that you grow up with. And I do miss the nature. I miss, especially going back to food, also collecting food. I know in Italy there are some traditions with maybe if you have a garden, you make your own food at home. But with Alaska, it's all wild food. So it's also the adventure of going to find it, going fishing for salmon. And so this was a really big part of my childhood that I miss. And then just, I think, places, familiar places that you have memories of, even if it's like the coffee shop down the street, which maybe doesn't mean so much in itself, but the memories you have going there, or, you know, the different roads, or maybe the different playgrounds. But yeah, it's a good memory. I mean, I miss it, but I'm happy to be in Italy, right?
Apart from hiking around Bologna, are there any other sports you've done while you've been here?
Yeah, so I did a few activities kind of growing up. I was in gymnastics and ballet, kind of to keep moving. So I've taken that all the way up until living in Bologna. And so I was searching around when I arrived for different kind of dance or different programs to see what was available, particularly for students. And I found that the University Sports Center, CUSP, offered a lot of different dance classes, different courses, even going to the gym for a discount for students. And so I took advantage of that, and I actually signed up for a flamenco class.
Flamenco,
yeah, which sounds weird, a girl from Alaska.
Was it your first time doing this?
No, I actually took it up when I was in Spain. So again, it was a cultural thing. I was living in the south of Spain. Some people around me knew and I wanted to learn, and I've just kind of taken it with me as a hobby, as a passion. I'm not so serious about it because I'm not that great, but it's a fun thing, and I enjoy the music. So,
were there any other activities at the university you've been a part of, any special events or any things like this?
Yeah, so I did a few things. When I first arrived, there was a lot of welcome events for international students and even Italian students, because kind of September, October is the beginning of the academic year. So I went to a few different kind of fairs and to get a feel of what opportunities were available. So that was really helpful. And actually through those found out that there's Italian classes offered to the university. And so I kind of immediately signed up for that because, like I said before, it was really a priority of mine to learn Italian, knowing that I was going to be here. So, yeah, and I think it's very cheap for international students because the university encourages you, of course, to learn Italian while you're here.
So there's a discount?
There's a discount. It was very cheap. And I took part of that, and I actually continued to do it. I did it for, I think, 3 semesters in total. But, yeah, I would highly recommend that to anyone. I think, first of all, it's a great way to learn Italian, but it's also a great way to meet people who are maybe at your same level, or meet people who are definitely international. So yeah, it's a great community to get involved with, not just for the service that they provide to learn Italian, but to get to know the teachers and the people.
To meet other international students.
Exactly.
Also.
Yeah, it was really, and just to hear people's stories.
So what's it like studying here? What are your professors like? What are your classes like?
So like I mentioned before, I'm doing the master's program in global change ecology, which is a program with University of Bologna, with Unibo, but it is in English. So we actually are lucky, our, what you would say, sede, which is like the headquarters, the office space, is near the botanical gardens. So that's really nice. So during the pauses, I can go and, you know, go for a walk in the gardens. But no, it was really great. I mean, we had the same small group of people following the lectures. We were kind of in the same room all the time, which was also nice because you could, you know, you can leave your stuff around. Yeah, it's kind of your second home, and I have a lot of memories there now. But the professors were great. Most of the professors were Italian, but of course it was in English, and so they had great English and Italian skills. And I think also the students themselves, they were Italian, but they were able to understand English. And it was a good kind of mix of maybe if a professor forgot a word in English, we would be able to translate, or if I didn't know a word. And so it was a good mix of an Italian and English study culture, I guess you could say.
Did you make a lot of friends with the other students, with the Italian students in particular on your course? Or more, did you stay with the international students in that circle?
So I was actually very surprised when I started this course, because being a master's level course, which is pretty difficult, in English, I would expect a lot of international students. And there was a few people who studied, who were like me, who did the entire course, who came from outside of Italy, but there were also a few Erasmus students. And so there was, I don't know, maybe 10% of us that were not Italian, and then the rest were Italian. So in this case, I was very lucky and kind of made friends with everyone, you know, and 30 people, you can at least get to know each other somewhat. And I ended up, COVID came. So after a few months, COVID, and I ended up becoming even better friends with those who were Italian, because I decided to stay in Italy during lockdown. And I became friends with a lot of the Italian students, and those were the ones that kind of stuck with me. So now we actually, there's a group of six of us who are really, since the first day, really good friends. And we actually all graduated together recently. We all had our party in together. And so it was me and five Italians. They're from all over Italy. I mean, one's from the north, one's from Naples, one, you know, they're from everywhere. So I was very fortunate to have this kind of great group of Italian friends.
And during the COVID situation, the pandemic, did they help you a lot? Did they help you get through it?
I mean, absolutely. I think we can all relate that your friends and the people closest to you were the ones who help you get through, you know, this strange situation that we had never seen. It was a lot. I mean, I had just began university, so there were still new aspects of that I was learning and understanding. And I think the university actually did a really great job of helping with the transition. I think, you know, no one knew it was going to happen. No one knew. I remember getting an email, oh, for the next 2 weeks, it will be online. And, you know, it ended up being 2 years. But it was a quick transition to digital. I had my first university exam online, you know, I would never have imagined. But it was, yeah, I think the university helped along with friends. And I, you know, we're all so great at technological tools to communicate that it made it a lot easier to keep in touch. And
so let's talk about a little bit about the future. Are you planning on going home?
Home, what a word. No, I mean, for now, Bologna is home. Bologna is where my life is. You know, my house is here. My things are here. What I consider my community and my closest friends are here, or at least around Bologna. Some have moved around since we've graduated. So for now, I'm here. I think I have no reason to leave. I'm very happy. But maybe the moment that I can find a reason to leave, maybe a job opportunity comes up, I would take the opportunity to move. But no, I mean, I've been here for almost 3 years and I feel great about it. And I'm happy. Yeah, I'm really happy.
What do you think studying at Bologna gave you, which studying in the US could never have given you?
I think the biggest difference is the sense of community and then the sense of discovery. I mean, the University of Bologna has amazing connections. It has a huge network. Students really come from everywhere here, and that's something very special about this university. American universities are also very big and do have a lot of connections, but you maybe don't have the opportunity to interact as much in an American university, whereas University of Bologna, there's always events happening. There's different sports programs. There's different academic programs. There's a ton, you know, there's different services that help you integrate into this community, whether you're Italian or whether you're international. There's so much for you to do. So I think that was a really great difference.
So what are you doing here in Bologna now that you've graduated?
So I graduated recently, a few months ago. And before I even graduated, I was lucky enough to find an internship or an opportunity with kind of a food startup here in Bologna. And so I was working with them a little bit before I graduated. And now that I've graduated, I'm working with them full time. So it's been a really great transition. I didn't have really had no time for, you know, free time or anything. And so I transitioned right into that work. And I'm now in the process of getting a work visa. So changing my study visa to a work visa and hopefully staying here long-term-ish, at least for another year or so, and working with this startup, which I really enjoy.
Do you have a favorite place here in Bologna?
Yeah, I have a few favorite places. Like I mentioned, I go have breakfast normally at the same bar. So that, it may sound a little silly, but it's one of my favorite places. It's where I have a lot of memories, you know, before a lot of important exams. I go there maybe before my first day of lectures, I go there. And so it kind of has a good memory for me. And I kind of use the bartenders to ask questions and to explain to them what I'm doing that day. And
practice your Italian also.
Exactly. And they're really nice. They interact. And I think they've even kind of, sounds silly, but they've seen me grow like through the years. And then I do enjoy going to the hills a lot. So there's a place called San Luca. It's pretty famous. You can see it kind of from all over Bologna, but going for a walk up there is a really nice way. Yeah, to let your kind of relax and enjoy nature a little bit, even near the city.
So I'll ask you our final question now, which is, if you had to describe your experience at the University of Bologna with a song title, what would it be?
So in this case, I wouldn't create my own song title. I think I would have to choose a song that has resonated with me during my time in Bologna. And I think anyone who knows me even a little bit in Bologna would know that I would pick Il Pescatore, which is The Fisherman. It's called The Fisherman. It's a song by De André, who is a very famous kind of Italian cantautore, which is someone who sings but tells a story within the song. And this is probably the first song I ever heard in Italian. And it's kind of a very, not typical song, but a song that you can hear around in Bologna and just Italy in general. It's kind of one of the greatest hits, you could say. And it was the first song I really heard more than a few times, because when you come to a country and you don't understand the language, you don't really know what they're saying. You don't really recognize what song is what, because you don't understand anything. But this was the one that I really just stood out for me. And it was the first song that I really tried to understand the lyrics and maybe went into translating what the different words meant. And so it's the first song that I knew the lyrics to. And because it's kind of heard throughout, it's a song that I now sing every time I hear. So that would be the song, and it's a really great story. You guys can look it up and maybe translate it yourself. But it's called Il Pescatore, The Fisherman. Also maybe something about Alaska, I guess I could put in there. Like, we do fish a lot. So it kind of connects my home with Bologna. But that's the song, yeah.
That's all we have time for today. Make sure you check out the next episode to hear more stories from our international students here in Bologna. See you next time.